Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, a book that offers a view of universal energy, its healing potential, and how to align to this force to empower and encourage personal growth and to manifest a healthy, successful life experience. I am delighted to welcome Diane Bischoff James, author of The Real Brass Ring. The Real Brass Ring, Change Your Life Course Now, received an International 2014 Bronze Living Now Book Award and is an inspiration which passionately reveals how anyone can reinvent themselves and reclaim their authentic self. Hello, Diane, and welcome.
Oh, hi, Cheryl, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, I'm delighted. Diane, you know, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, each guest and I seek answers to age-old questions. What is life really about, and how can we create our best version of ourselves and improve the quality of our personal life and world conditions at the same time? Understanding that we are both spiritually and physically motivated by intuition, as well as the circumstances of life from childhood on, is very important to knowing what we wish to create and how to find the tools and support system to help us evolve, grow, and mature in all aspects of life. Many people don't think about what they're doing as they go along, but there is a course and a plan of action, and we really want to evolve and grow. Self-investigation and self-mastery of our emotions are the means to self-actualization, and what this show explores in depth. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Diane will share her personal story of how at 38 years old, she was a marketing professional and mother of three and appeared to have the perfect life, an impressive educational background, accomplished career, busy family life, and social status. However, it seemed she had grabbed the brass ring, but perhaps that was only an illusion. She hung on, but as for many people, reality was becoming starkly different from what she thought she was supposed to be involved in. Diane decided to do something about it, and her book, full of motivational ideas and techniques, may help you to make your own transition, as change and growth is the reason we are living this physical life in the first place, and we cannot avoid it. So we want to jump in boldly and explore the possibilities for our best life. Diane, please think back to your childhood and any memories or experiences that may have, at that beginning time, shown the seeds of your values, your dreams, your talents, and goals that you would value later on in life.
Well, first of all, I love this question, so thank you so much for asking it, because it's not something I have shared very often, but I remember my childhood experience that was kind of earth-shattering at the time. I remember being 5 years old and walking by myself to school in my little uniform, my little plaid uniform, and I had my little buckle shoes, and I remember realizing that nobody else was around. It was a quiet street, and I was looking through my own eyes, and I realized that I felt as if I had been dropped into this body, and I had a very strange experience in that I felt I was the only person that was ever going to perceive the world, or one of the few people that would perceive it in kind of an original way, through these eyes, with a very unique, very optimistic experience. But I had this cross at 5 years old of feeling like I was going to be alone and have to go through a lot without understanding. But then I knew that I had this open, really upbeat heart looking for connection. So I was almost experiencing this really weird duality by walking by myself, realizing that nobody would see through these eyes. We were never going to all see exactly the same way. So we were separate, yet unified. And I couldn't put it all in words, but I kind of stopped and looked around, and I just had a complete little mini childhood out-of-body experience.
You know, Diane, that's amazing, because what you actually were perceiving was your soul inner vision essence and and the reality of the world, your physical or ego-minded reality that was being prepared by everybody around you. You were seeing it all unified, and that's what we need to live our best life, to use all aspects of our being. But I have to share something here with you. I was 3 years old when I was lying on the grass in the Catskill Mountains, and I looked up crying and I said, "Why did you drop me in this place?" And it's just,
we had the same was the feeling I had. Why in the world did this happen to me?
So you see, we are meeting people who at a very early age have a feeling, a sense of beingness, a sense that there's more to discover and more than people can share with us. We have to do it on our own from within our heart essence or soul essence, and that's fantastic. You mentioned that in 2000, on your 38th birthday, you were given the gift of a reading with renowned psychic Sonia Choquette.
After my five-year-old experience, I actually went down a different road. For as open and as spiritually connected as I probably was as a little kid, I had had then the next, 30 years, 35 years, I was pretty much wearing a different set of glasses. I was following all the rules. I was going after the American dream. I thought it was about money, success, cute cars, cute shoes, having all the material possessions. So despite being as open as I was as a kid, I really was shut down, I would say, for the most part, in my adult life, and that I was following this prescription of getting stuff. But I went to Sonia because someone, I'd had those multiple messages, synchronicity, a couple people had said, go check out this woman. I did it as a fluke in a way, and I did it because I just thought it would be fun. But I really thought maybe she was going to tell me that I was rocking it, that, you got everything squared away and you're doing great. And so when I went in there, I thought it was going to be just kind of a fun little, pep rally. But instead, for an hour, she completely undressed me. She said, okay, everything about your life, girlfriend, is wrong. She said, wrong career. I was with the wrong partner. I wasn't pursuing my path. I wasn't, supposed to be an actor, an author, a teacher, a healer. And not necessarily in a nice way. She was like, if you don't grab at that real brass ring, it's going to be too late for you. And yeah, that's a kind of staring at her, like, what are you talking about? Like, what's going to happen to me if I don't do this thing that you just said, all these things that were not existent in my life at all? And she kind of just gave me this, just a harsh stare, and she said, you're going to have to come back and do it all over again.
Well, we may have to, no matter how well we do in this life, we may still have to have more experiences and have other places and times to live in. However, yes, she was quite scary. I know she said to you, you live with I'm reading what you wrote in the book, you live with depression because nothing about your life is your own. Fix your ways or it will be too late. Because you knew as a child your uniqueness, your divine essence, your ability to create. But then you're bought into the system, and I did the same exact thing. And around, I guess when I was around 40, I started to ask the questions. Is this what all there is? Is this enough? It's not enough, because my heart hurt, and I knew I was here on this planet to do something more. Now, I'm a medium. I have read Sonia Choquette's books, and she's wonderful, and I am very sensitive about giving messages to people to empower them to change their lives, but I am, I guess, a little bit more delicate than you were handled. But you went to the right medium, because people get to the mediums that they need to get the help that they can, so they can move on to create what it is they were born to do. So, I mean, she did help you. even though
she
at
did,
the
but
moment
it was a kick in the seat of the pants.
A rude awakening.
The big boot.
But I have to go on, Diane, to tell you something. You know I often have coincidences or connections to my guests, and today I'm going to tell you something about my own awakening process and how Sonia Choquette played a major role in my beginning understanding of spirit, energy healing, the afterlife, and the fact that we're all spiritual beings having a physical life. So at my first reading, which was a gift to me at a Christmas party, just like you got a gift, I had never been to an intuitive, a medium, a psychic. I was not interested in those things. I really didn't believe much in anything like that. I believed in science and working and producing, through your own intelligence and efforts, something good in the world. So here I am. I go to a psychic because I'm given this gift. And the psychic says to me, you're going on a trip in May with another woman. Yoga would be an important part of my moving ahead, and I would write 3 books. And, of course, I didn't think any of that was even remotely possible. But a week later, my hairdresser, Anna, invited me to a yoga class at the Sky Gym, and I went because I had just heard that I should do it, so I didn't hesitate. And then that teacher became an important factor in my discovering energy healing and spiritual communication. And that same teacher handed me a book by Sonia Choquette. And in the book, it offered a meditation process. And I followed it. What did I know? I didn't know much at that point. And so with my eyes closed and in my inner vision, I saw myself seated on a stone bench facing another stone bench because that's what she told me to do. And I asked my soul presence to present itself. And almost immediately, in my inner vision, I saw a woman with thick, curly hair, a brown cloak, and she sits down in front of me. So I asked her name, as Sonia suggested I do in the meditation. And she responded, and I heard this in a far away voice, Helen Troy. And I was so amazed. And following that meditation, I had many references and events linking me to Greece, which I eventually 6 months later visited. And I don't know whether Helen was a guide or a past life experience, but I was only beginning in my search to understand the possibilities of an eternal energy force and that consciousness of our physical death. So we're multidimensional beings of enormous energy and potential. So there we are. She helped both of us in a tremendous way.
That is such a fantastic story, and I'm so glad you shared that because it's all interwoven. It's like it is that lovely carpet where we can all, this thread leads to this thread. And I think that one of the best things I ever did is to use the tools that are available, just as you did. Mm-hmm. Tools from the outside, tools from the inside, and to just keep that search going on and on. Mine was dramatic, yours was lovely and soft. So I'm so
well, perhaps Spirit knew if they came on too strong with me, I would blow them off. I would use my courageous little martial self, who looks for truth, justice, and American way and say that wasn't the right way. So they did it in a way that we all are given messages and help to develop in many, many ways that are uniquely good for us. But we have to pay attention and we have to wake up. So tell us something. You have a wonderful reading list and suggestions that Sonia gave you for finding your true purpose. And you met many interesting spiritual teachers who you became aware of. Can you tell us about anybody who stands out in your mind that you might have mentioned in the book that was extremely eye-opening for you?
Oh, absolutely. One of the individuals that has, in a way, run kind of, I say, under the radar. I like to pick up people that move me the most. And I'm working on my second book right now, and some of the authors I'm going to be, quoting may not have made the big time, but they changed my life. And one of those individuals is Mellon Thomas Benedict, and he's a near-death survivor, and he is in my opinion, kind of the encyclopedia of the afterlife. And I went to see him. I was very fortunate. Right after I kind of discovered him, someone sent me an email. I don't even know where it came from. He was coming to a Unity church near me, and I just happened to be available. And I said, you know, I've never heard anyone before who's been to the other side and back. So I decided to go. And that was such a monumental event because he spoke for probably only an hour and a half, but he had such an angelic presence. And he said so many beautiful things that tie in even to what we just talked about. He said that life is a tapestry. And when you go to the other side, you can actually see the energetic grid. You can see how everyone's connected. You can see that we are all one.
Yes.
And he also, he just said some of the basics, but they really moved me in that we were all good people trying to do good things, and that this was the biggie. Individually, we are the judge and the jury of our own lives. So as we pass through this course, the only person that's really at the end of the day going to evaluate our progress, in addition to maybe some of our connections and some of our soul partners, is really ourself. Our higher self will say, did you get your lessons? Were you on your path? Did you overcome fears? Were you courageous enough to stand toe-to-toe with that and move through it? And we get to evaluate ourselves. And that really changed everything for me, because I am kind of like, it sounds like you are too, are driven, and I like to, you know, I like to get things done. So if someone puts a challenge in front of me, like, you're the judge and the jury, I wanted to make sure when I passed to the other side, I was going to answer the big question right. And in my opinion, the big question is, you know, did you love your life?
Yes, absolutely. And there really is no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. There's no separation and duality. And that's what we're here talking about today, the love and gift of life. And you also mentioned, I was very interested in this, a modern-day physicist for his unified field theory. That's Nazim Harriman. And he says, what he talks about is, we are all part of one cosmic source, one cosmic matrix, one cosmic family, beyond our personal attachments. In the lack of attachment, being detached, we become one with everyone. And in my book, The Living Spirit, I talk about this, and I do believe it wholeheartedly. And I wrote, there is a pattern and meaning to all things in heaven and on earth. And for each human, there are people and events designed to guide us to face fears and negative thoughts so we can fully realize our most loving selves or the divine spark of God within. This is what metaphysical people mean when they say that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Religious leaders may offer their own interpretations and feelings, and we have the choice to follow religious dogma or a different path. Either way, it is up to the individual to find his or her own truth and communication with spirit. The divine force or oneness of being is in us, around us, for us, loves us, and hopes our love for universal source will help us achieve a more successful human life journey. And that's what we're talking about. Yeah, you
and
have found
beautiful.
It. And I thank, every day, I thank everyone around me and above me for having learned that. And it is the truth of our existence. So for people out there who are listening to this, I also have many shows on my website about people who have had near-death experiences and who explain these dimensions of life and who we are and how we can approach improving ourselves through an understanding of universal energy and the laws of energy. So please feel free, listeners out there, to go to the website and listen to these types of shows that we're talking about today. Now, you also tell us you attended the Hoffman Institute, which was very helpful in how you discovered more about yourself and how you came to be more comfortable at a time when you were going through major change. Can you tell us something about that?
Yes, absolutely. That was, I have to add one thing. I did have the opportunity to meet Mr. Harim at Conscious Living, Conscious Life Expo, actually, in February. And I was a little starstruck because I had written about him, and through his understanding of the void and understanding how we all process information into this, well, I just want to add this in, because it's so fascinating. He said that all of our manifesting goes into kind of, I'm going to say, like a slow, it's like a crock pot in my, I'm going to use that word. It all goes in together. It all gets mixed up. So sometimes when we manifest, you don't get exactly what you asked for, but you get this compilation of everybody else's input, thoughts, ideas, which is ultimately your greatest good. So I was just giddy because I had the chance to meet him and say hello and spend some time speaking with him after I had just picked out his material as something that was very influential to me. So that was a really, that was a banner day for me in February. He's a fabulous, absolutely fabulous physicist, and had to go through his own challenges to be bold enough to come up with a theory that not everybody agreed with. And so I applaud him. But to circle back about the Hoffman Institute, that was someplace Sonia did say, run, don't walk to the Hoffman Institute, because, and her suggestion was, if you have a lot of issues from childhood, and we all do,
yes.
Nobody has perfect parents,
right.
Nobody had the idyllic situation where all of our needs were met in perfect harmony. The truth is, and I just heard this other fabulous phrase from another lady named Dr. Judy. She calls it the double dungeon. You had both your mother's issues and your father's issues, and you're stuck as a child with all of this imprinting, which we know kind of gets laid on us in many, many layers of being inauthentic, because we were trying to please them. They were doing the best they could, but the truth is that it just got, we all got stuck, and my ooey gooey layer was maybe, 10 feet thick. I had a steamer trunk worth of issues that were not me. I was trying to be a good girl, trying to live up to their expectations. So Hoffman Institute, for 7 days, there is no television, there is no internet, there is no electronics at all. You deal with yourself, your teacher, and you are with a group, but your interaction with them is up to you, but you deal strictly with taking this layer, this onion, and peeling back every layer that's inauthentic, every need that wasn't met, every hurt, every pain, everything that has us stuck. And at the end of the day, after 7 days of working through this situation, and you go to Napa Valley, so it's gorgeous, and you're in the hills in a bit of a spa setting of sorts, and you come out. And it's funny because the world starts to sparkle again. Everyone has a beautiful glow. You can see everyone's spirit. But most importantly, what I was able to glean from that situation is I actually felt self-love. And I had no understanding of what that meant until I was 42 years old. I had been dutiful, and I had been hardworking, and I had been ego, trying to fulfill the requirements of society and ego-driven, but I had never experienced heart. And that broke it open. And so I travel all over the country with life reboot workshops, and oftentimes I'll meet people who have different levels of this kind of need to get excavated, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to have a lot of people go and follow in my footsteps. And if you have a steamer trunk worth of stuff that you know that you can't, nobody can do it by themselves. We have a blind spot.
No, you need a support team, and mm-hmm. You were very, very lucky to find such wonderful people. And many of the people you talk about in your book, I am very well aware of. And I like that you mentioned a lot of their thoughts, because they're right on the money. But let's go on to talk about something that's very important out there right now, the way our children are developing, and a lot of the problems that women are having. So let's talk about, what was a possible eating disorder you and almost every other young woman in America struggles with, and a book that helped you to understand the underlying issues, and also why you had not followed all your instinctual passions, such as acting, music, art, and writing. And you were talking about it, and just before, about the childhood patterning that limited you, and those imprints and fears of other people that we all have to deal with. But what did you discover after reading Roth's book? I think it's Jean Roth's book.
Well, Janine Roth has, by far, it's a book everybody has to read if you have any issues with food. And food was my addiction. Everyone has, I think, some things that you can get addicted to, whether it be, you know, gambling, it could be shopping, it could be alcohol, it could be drugs. Mine was food. And according to Janine, we have these holes in our heart, holes in our experiences, our needs weren't met, and the one thing when we're growing up, oftentimes, that feels, makes you feel awesome for just those couple of seconds sometimes, is food. Whether it be sugar or, you know, candy. For me, it was candy cakes and Hostess family. And so I would use the Hostess family, you know, the cupcakes and the ding-dongs and, you know, and the snowballs, and every time I felt bad, I would put that in my mouth. And every time I felt good, I would also put more in my mouth. So I was 190 pounds when I saw Sonia. I was a big girl. So physically, I was using food as my only experience of self-love. And at the same time, though, of course, we know the minute you eat that ding-dong, less than a couple minutes later, you also hate yourself because you just ate another thing that you didn't need. So Janine's, to boil Janine's whole book down, what she says is we completely lost touch with any of the inner resources. And your inner resources are so simple and so genuine. Feeling hungry is what food is supposed to fulfill that hunger, literally physical hunger, and any other hunger that you have is an emotional hunger.
Absolutely,
and that there's
yeah.
So many other ways to fulfill your emotional hunger,
right.
But for me, food was the only thing that gave me satiation, happiness, or joy. And so I was on my way to having physical issues, body was breaking down, my knees were breaking down, my shoulders were breaking down, in addition to being so grossly overweight that I literally hated myself because, you know, our body, if we look at, you know, if you look at any type of, you know, pop culture, you know, at that point you're supposed to weigh like 105 pounds and I was 190 pounds. And so then you have all the judgment on top of it because we have all these unrealistic expectations of body.
Well, we don't. We might not, but society and the media is another story. Now, she wrote, Janine Roth, diets and food plans enable adults to remain children, victims of oppressive familial and cultural systems in which they spend their lives punishing themselves for not being good enough. And that's
right.
Almost every human being on the planet who feels that there is a need for perfection, and there is no perfection. We're only humans who are expanding and changing moment by moment, and anyone who has led us to believe anything else has missed the mark. So what I want to say here is thank you for bringing that out in your book. It's very important that everybody who is raising children know that all you need to do is really love them and accept them as they are without your own needs and being imprinted on them. So I want to thank you, Diane Bischoff James, author of The Real Brass Ring, for a well-written view of many metaphysical ideas shared by you in the course of your own awakening process and documenting ideas and stories by other New Age seekers as you share your own personal story of triumph over the personal traumas we all experience as children and as adults. To enjoy this charming and well-written story, go to liveyoureverything.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have discovered how a medium, Sonia Choquette, the author of many books, shared an important message with Diane that opened her mind and heart to remember her original soul contract made in spirit before she was born, and to remember her reason for being alive, and in doing so, help her remember what it was in her childhood that most delighted and stimulated her heart impulses and her love of life. As a result, as we have just discussed today, Diane went on to change her career, involving herself in many new activities, meeting many wonderful people, and living now with boldness and authenticity, the quality of her inner soul life, changing all aspects of life. Diane shares a wonderful comment from Greg Braden, author of The Divine Matrix. It says, for every piece of ourselves that we've given away to be where we are today, there's an emptiness that's left behind waiting to be filled. We're constantly searching for whatever it is that fills our particular void. When we find someone who has the very things we've given away, it feels good to be near him or her. The person's complementary essence fills our inner void and makes us feel whole again. When we find our missing pieces in others, we'll be powerfully and irresistibly drawn to them. We may even believe that we need them in our lives until we remember that what we're so attracted to in them is something that we still have within us. It's simply sleeping. Diane and I would have you stretch your arms upward, take a deep breath, awaken to the possibilities of your own innate and divine soul talents, and rid yourself of fear, restrictions, and limitations to begin to live life as you dreamed it could be. And remember, as eternal energy beings, we are powerful and limitless. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to discover a community of forward thinkers and leaders in the fields of spirituality, science, energy awareness, evolution, communication, and the arts and music. We're all seeking clarity and authenticity for living our best human and spiritual lives. Also, go to webtalkradio.net or dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.